Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Normally, I have like a fun, silly intro prepared for these second date updates.
Yeah.
But before we came in studio, I ran into an old friend in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
What?
I lost track of time.
Uh-oh.
So
okay.
I'm going to be honest.
Oh.
I know nothing about who's on the phone, what happened on their date, or where my pants are.
Whoa.
I was curious.
A lot of questions, but we're going to get answers with whoever's on the line right now. Let's talk to them. Hello, who are you?
Hey, my name's Eddie. How are you guys?
Eddie.
Oh,
Eddie.
Hey,
do you,
Eddie.
Do you know where Jeff's pants are?
Yes.
Bathroom, probably.
Oh. That's probably.
He's
right.
Why didn't
you
think of that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm really glad that we have you, Eddie. You obviously know what's going on. Tell us about the girl you want us to call today. Or the guy. I don't know. What's their name?
Her name is Jessica.
Okay.
Okay.
And nice. Where'd you meet?
So we met online, you know, like most people, we met online.
Uh-huh.
And like immediately I thought, I'm like, oh my God, this girl is gorgeous. I loved her sense of style.
Oh.
She had really nice lips, like celebrity looking lips. Like it was just, everything about her was like perfect.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh, nice.
I mean, at that point, did you think she must not be real?
Yeah.
No, not really. Cause like the conversation was flowing and like, I don't know, everything seemed legit about her. Like,
okay.
Okay.
That's good.
You mentioned celebrity. What celebrity would you compare her to?
It was like Jessica Alba lips on like a regular looking person though.
Oh, okay.
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 What did you and Jessica end up doing for your date?
So I was going to fire training academy, like to be a firefighter.
Oh, cool. Ooh. That's awesome. Oh.
You went
pass?
Through fire academy for a date?
No. This is all prior. Yes, I did pass.
Nice.
And like they have a cool like dinner like ceremony to like celebrate us passing and graduating and all that stuff. So I just invited her to come with me. It was like a cool like banquet hall type thing.
That's
that's
kind of a big pressure moment.
It wasn't my first choice, but like just because our schedules were so busy, that happened to be the only time we were free, and I just told her about it, and she seemed like excited. So
okay,
yeah. I mean
that's good.
It's definitely going to be a good look on you because
yeah.
she's showing up. You're a firefighter. You're going to be saving lives soon. You're wearing that like really sharp firefighter outfit.
I know, seriously, like the formal firefighter look is hot.
Not the one with all the gear, but just like that dark suit
They're
that they wear
hot.
At the graduations.
I mean,
it's a good look, Eddie.
Wow, it sounds like you know a lot about firefighters and what they wear.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
I have a weekly visitation with the firefighting station.
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
So, sorry, let's get back to you and Jessica.
Was there any awkward times during the night?
No, it wasn't not awkward at all. Like, we didn't even tell anyone it was our first date because I just told everyone, like, I'm bringing, like, a friend of mine that I've been talking to. And, like, everyone liked her. Like, she was cracking jokes at the table. Everyone was laughing. We ended up dancing together. It was, like, a genuine, like, really, really good time.
And I gotta say, smart move on not telling people that. Because then there's so much pressure and everybody wants to get in on your business. If like, oh, look at Eddie's on a first date. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, that was really a good move on your part.
Yeah. But the thing that was weird, so after everything was said and done, like, she told me she had to go. And I was like, hey, I can drop you off. I've only had, like, one drink. I'm fine. I can just drop you off.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'm just going to take an Uber. It's easier, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So then she ended up just, like, Ubering home. Like, we said goodbye. And I was like, I'd love to see you again. She's like, yeah, definitely, et cetera. And then after she Ubered home, I was like, I just haven't heard from her since. Like, I texted her this morning. And I was like, hey, last night was really fun. I hope you had fun, blah, 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 blah. And it's just been like radio silence ever since.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. I mean, I could see where she would leave just because like she wants to give you some time with your buddies or, you know, whatever to celebrate. But she wouldn't call you.
I would never pay for an Uber if I had a ride option.
what do you think?
I don't know. Like, I can't think of anything that would have, like, I thought everything went really well.
I know Brooke said that maybe this was a good idea, but having a firefighter date, bringing your date around all of these hot, hunky firefighters, I mean, maybe it wasn't such a good idea. Maybe somebody swooped in on her.
I don't know. I mean, I hope not, but that's what you guys are here for, so.
God, that'd be so low. I mean, at your actual graduation for becoming a firefighter and somebody steals your girl.
He's like, I brought Jessica Alba's lips here. Yeah. And you guys did this to me?
Yeah, man. And I didn't even get to kiss those lips either.
Well, let's see if we can actually get that to happen. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Jessica for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update. Okay, Eddie?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, hold on, man.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You know, it's nice to have a real-life hero on the second date update.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Who wakes up every morning and selflessly goes out and makes a difference in his community and in people's lives.
Oh, yeah, that's so nice. Really, man.
But enough about yours truly.
Okay.
Let's talk to our friend Eddie.
Get out of here.
When you look at important jobs, you know, his is far behind a radio DJ, but still plays a pretty important role in our community because Eddie just graduated from Fire Academy and is now a firefighter. Eddie, I salute you.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Little known fact, an emergency call a radio station, it's 910 before 911.
Oh, I see. We were 910.
That's how important
people call us an emergency.
I get it.
Yeah. Quick, I need a second date update. Hurry.
Sorry, we're only giving emergencies to caller number 27. Try again next time.
Tough luck.
Anyway.
Oh. Eddie, are you nervous right now for this call?
Yeah, kind of. I'm excited, definitely. I want to know what happened.
Wait, what's your thought? What's your best guess?
Maybe she met somebody else and just didn't want to tell me. That's the only thing I can think of.
I think we all agree. Like we said, you're in a room full of hot firefighters, muscular men.
Yeah, you can't just pick one.
Yeah. It's like moth to a flame.
Yeah, Alexis would have had 10 of them carry her out.
Help!
Which one's taking me home, boys?
Well, let's find out for sure. We're going to call Jessica for you. We're going to try and get you your second date update. You ready, man?
Yeah, man.
All right, here we go. I'm dialing your number right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jessica?
Yeah.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay, why are you guys calling me?
Well, we're doing a segment from our show. It's called A Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why. Sounds like a pretty fun segment, huh?
I don't know you, so I don't really know what this is about, but it sounds like you're having fun with it.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to have fun. We'd like you to have fun with us, too.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Sure. We're chill. We're hella chill.
But we're calling on behalf of one of our listeners named Eddie.
Oh, no.
You remember Eddie?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's hard to forget.
Oh, he's hard to forget.
Yeah, because he's a sexy firefighter.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, sure. That's what I meant.
I don't believe you.
Not very for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
He sounded lovely when we talked to him. And
he was into you.
You know, firefighters have to pass some physical tests, so he has to be somewhat hot and in shape.
And able to carry things.
Good with the hose.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff.
Okay.
No, Jessica, you're not on board with any of this. That's okay.
I don't really, you know, he isn't someone that I ever want to see again.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know what your relationship is to him, but
he's my dad. Okay.
He's not Jeff. He's maybe.
Honestly, did he do something to offend you? Because he has no idea.
Sounds like he insulted you or something.
Yeah, Eddie emailed and he told us all about your date, that you went to his Fire Academy graduation and he was trying to be as respectful as possible with you the entire time and said that, according to him, it went pretty well. That's not the case?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I don't know what he told you, what he's trying to get from you, but our date was all on me. He said he was taking me out, and we were having dinner. He got up, exited politely for a moment, then motioned for me to come over while I was eating and asked if I could put my credit card down to pay for a $200 meal.
Whoa.
Are we talking about the same date? Because you guys were at like a banquet thing.
Absolutely. We were at a banquet.
Okay.
And you can graduate and pay $200 per plate.
Oh.
And somehow I didn't know any of this.
Oh, this makes sense. I've hosted a firefighter's ball before, and the tickets are like super expensive to go.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, and they're always really fancy affairs.
That's why they put on the nice dress.
Yes.
How come we weren't invited to that?
I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry,
Joe. Okay. Alexis is really mad at you right now.
I did it for years.
Jeff and I are not going to get over this.
Okay.
It's weird. Once I got married, they didn't ask me to host anymore. I don't know why. I'll just put that together.
So, yeah. Jessica, you're saying that he didn't pay for the meals, he made you pay for it?
Yeah, he said he forgot his credit card.
Oh, sure.
He said he forgot his credit card.
Firefighters make good money from what I know, too.
He just graduated, honey. He's not working yet. I mean,
he's like a fire intern.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a struggling college student.
Right.
Firefighter.
Yeah. So you think he did that on purpose? He purposely didn't want to pay?
1,000%. You don't go to a banquet and bring a date empty-handed.
And you don't ask your date to pay. You ask another firefighter.
Exactly. Yeah. You get a friend to do
it. Ask a homie.
I mean, I would be kind of upset about that, too.
Oh, I
kind of
agree with you.
Well, yeah.
I'm just shocked that he actually contacted you guys. I'm really disgusted.
Well, it's interesting because he never mentioned anything about that when we spoke to him.
Totally. Oh.
So maybe we should just ask him directly because, Jessica, Eddie's been on the other line listening this entire time. He wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about? He's on the phone.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Eddie, you there?
It's not funny.
Oh.
Hi.
That's it, Eddie?
Yeah, exactly. Like, listen, I'm in junior high school.
Listen, I didn't have the money on my card. I just got them paying for, like, my school and everything. But, like, if you want to set up, like, a payment plan, like...
What? Why did you invite her to that then? Just go take her to coffee.
Bro, and you can skip it. Why'd you even go?
I mean, it's your thing. It's your banquet.
I thought it would be a memorable, fun night. And she looked, like, just based on the profile pictures, like, based on, like, all the clothes that she's wearing, like, she looked like she was doing well. Like, that'd be, like, a drop in the bucket to her.
So, wait, you knew that you couldn't afford before you went to this banquet?
Oh, no.
I mean, I figured that she would just cover it, and, like, I didn't know it was a big deal, but I'll definitely pay her back.
Oh, man.
Jessica, what do you think about that? A payment plan.
No.
Honestly, I just can't believe I didn't see the signs prior to this, and I think you're disgusting. I think you should probably go to etiquette school.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm offending you, Jessica. Like, I'm just trying to connect a love relationship.
She's talking about to Eddie, Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't get that.
I would call him disgusting. I would just call him cheap. He's just cheap.
Yeah. And he's not going to be able to go to etiquette school. He's already maxed out his credit card paying for fire school. So you're just going to put him even further in debt now.
Yeah, I'm maxed out. Yeah.
Oh, to be fair, a lot of women do this to men on dates, like myself, just saying.
I mean,
it's just
but
flipped.
We expect it. No,
it's not good either way. It's
if I
good
ask a girl out, I'm paying for everything.
Let's take money out of the equation, though. Aside from the payment, were you having a good time with Eddie?
Yeah, I had a good time until he got up and went over to his friend and started getting chummy with him and then turned towards me and points at me, waves his finger to have me come towards him. I was like, something's up here.
What?
Like he wants you to meet his friends?
Oh, is this when he was asking for the credit card?
Yeah, it was like I was sitting at that table with food in front of me. A lot of people were looking at me. I did look good. And I had to like go over there. So the pressure was on.
All eyes on you.
So you felt like you couldn't have told him no. I mean, two would have been washing dishes to pay for your meals. Yeah.
I really don't see what the big deal is. Because, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but all the money goes to the fire department. So it's like a donation.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but still.
Like, if you don't think it's worth donating to.
Oh, it's on her.
Oh, wow.
Now. Wow.
How did you just twist this?
Why wouldn't you tell her beforehand? I mean, maybe. I mean, if Jessica, if you had known, would you have agreed to go? Like, if Eddie would have said, hey.
No.
Okay, never mind.
But now that he's called you heartless and cheap, now are you rethinking things?
Never again.
Okay. See, I don't know if that's true, Jessica. That's why I would love to offer to send you and Eddie out on another date. And this time, we'll pay for it.
Yes.
Hey.
We'll put the entire bill on us. Not a banquet bill, just a regular, hopefully under $50 bill.
Yeah, like an old country buffet banquet.
There you go. What do you think, Jessica?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man. Dude, she did not have fun at all.
Yeah.
I thought she was from the beginning to end.
Eddie,
it didn't sound like it.
You really read that night wrong.
Okay, well, can I get the money just to go on another date then?
Oh my gosh. Hot men are always missing some quality to them.
You can't have everything. No, you can't. You either get rich and ugly or hot and broke.
Well, I don't know. I think, Eddie, if you really do want money, you bring that firefighter outfit over to the studio. You give Brooke a little bit of a dance, and it's going to be raining ones all over you.
Mama going to make it rain.
Oh, no.
Okay, never mind. Hang up, dog. Getting weird now.
I don't think I can play fire school in all one.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.